Welcome to the Sedona Soul Sister Show, down-to-earth discussions on spiritual, metaphysical, paranormal, and healing topics. The Sedona Soul Sisters are the most trusted psychic mediums in Sedona. They have offices in Sedona, Arizona, where they see clients from all over the world. And now, today's show. Welcome to the show. We're so glad to have you with us today. I'm Ivory Lanoue. This is Rosin Reynolds and Sedona Sun. We are the Sedona Soul Sisters. Today's topic is multicolored children, and we're going to start on that in a moment, but I want to say hello to our listeners in Sarasota, Florida. We see you there and so appreciate you supporting the show in this way. If you have questions about the show later, you can always email them to us at the address in the show description, no matter what platform you're watching or listening. And let's get started with this. So we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago, which is what brought up the topic, is there's always a new generation of these spiritually advanced children coming in who just blow our minds. I honestly, this morning, I was listening to the Dr. Wendy Walsh show, and she was talking about this topic. Yesterday, I was reading something, and they were talking about the topic. They didn't call it multicolored children, but it doesn't really matter what you call it. It's the latest generation. So, you know, where did this start? Indigo children? Wasn't that like the first? I think that we are indigo children. I don't know for sure about Sedona, but Roz and I are the indigo children age group. People coming in. I always heard
my age group was actually crystal children.
That came after indigo, though. So, I don't know. There's been so many, and then there was rainbow, and now it's the multicolored. But let's talk about, like, what do we see? Like, what are the defining characteristics of this new generation? Because they are a whole new breed.
I think, you know, just the fact that it's obvious that the gifts that we have are, they're multi-purpose gifts, but they're pretty specific too. And the indigo children are just blessed with the ability to, it seems like, tune right in and go into, you know, multiple levels of intuitive ability. I don't know how that we really would define that, but I think as it moves forward, you know, just the knowledge and the ability to be constantly able to tune in.
For me, it's always been these children that they just, number one, that they see things and understand things that's far beyond what you would expect from their age. And I'll talk about a 7-year-old who came to see me with their parents. And he sat down very self-assuredly. And it was like talking to someone who was a 70-year-old guru who'd been on a spiritual journey since they were a teenager. And it's this little 7-year-old boy sitting there. And his parents are looking so confused. And I asked them, was it your idea for him to come see me? They're like, oh, no, he found you online and he wanted to come see you. And we don't know anything about this, but they were very supportive of him. You know, how many parents, if they're not into this at all, would actually say, OK, I'll take you to go see Ivory. No, I mean, come on. That's supportive. So he was born to them for a reason. But these children, I have some of them in my family. And I'm going to talk about a specific one. My youngest great niece, Raylin, the girl is brilliant. And from the time she was 2, she was so tuned into emotions and sensitive and compassionate and could come to these questions, like questioning, why does this happen? Why are things this way? You know, or here's a better way to be. And it was, again, like this wise little tiny toddler. And she's still like this. She's very blunt. but she's very insightful. And I just can't help but think that this new generation, the reason they're so advanced in so many levels is that we need a shakeup in our world. We need a positive shakeup. We need people who can look at things from a bigger perspective and maybe a more level perspective, level-headed. Have you seen any of these children or know any of them, Sedona?
Yeah, actually, before we talked about having this session today, I was thinking of this little boy who came into my life. All of these, she has, my friend has three little children. They're 3, 4, and 5 years old. And I had to experience with him where I took him on a, we went on a walk, and it was very, a little dangerous coming back. So I held his hand, and we developed our relationship through just the holding of the hand. And later, a couple of years later after that, I was going through a challenging experience, and he showed up in my dream, and he was there to help me. And I told the mother this story. And so she told her son, she said, "Did you know you were in Sedona's dream last night?" And he said, "Yes." He knew. Like, wow. The dream world is not so different to them than any of this reality. So that's what I really picked up on. And I think the reason we're talking about this, and you may have mentioned this, Ivory, that these children have always been around. You know, I feel like for all times, but the parents who are having these children are becoming more conscious of the children that they're having. And so there's more awareness about it, because as a young child, I was not maybe, it was not made aware in my family. So it was more of a struggle to grow up that I had these special gifts. But now I'm seeing more parents who are acknowledging these children with their gifts. So they're able to like hold and maintain the gifts longer. They're not shutting them down. And the other little boy who's a little bit younger, the parents just call him a sage. And she says that with her son, she's like, he may just go off into the forest and learn. She's not going to send him to school. She knows that he is just going to learn to live in this world in a completely different way. But the parents have said that when this little young three-year-old speaks, he'll just blurt out something which would sound unusual, but these parents turn and just really listen, because that's what you were talking about earlier, this like wisdom, like where did these words come from? And they just pop out of their mouths.
Yeah, where the ordinary like 3 or 4 year old is thinking about their toys and having a snack and some juice. And then these kids are popping off just these very insightful thoughts and ideas. And it's not a mistake. And yes, I agree with you, Sedona. I think these children have been around at least as long as I've been around. I can't say if they've been around forever, but I think that right now, with the precarious situation the world is in, they seem to be a notch above, but every generation of them is a little bit more advanced, I think, a little bit more. It's almost like they bring a little bit more of the afterlife with them into this lifetime, that knowledge that when most of us have wiped away when we're born, they remember their past lives. I've mentioned this before about my daughter when she was 5, she was always really smart and coming up with ideas. And I'm sure she's one of those crystal children. And she said to me, I made her clean her room, horrible mom that I was. And she puts her hands on her hips and says, "When I was your mother, I was much nicer to you." So she just had this clear memory of a past life when she was my mother. And at that moment, I remember thinking, well, that makes a lot of sense right there. That explains a lot of things. But there's a lot of kids like that right now. And I want to say to the parents out there who do know you have one of these advanced special children, not that all children are not special, but these have unique spiritual gifts and insight knowledge. Great, support them. I'm sure you already are. But those of you who have one of these children and you're like, oh my gosh, that's my little Johnny, and you have no idea what to do, I want you to know that there's some wonderful books out now. No matter what gifts your child is showing, I've had some publishers send me books on that are for children who are empaths, children who are psychic, children who see spirit, to talk to them in child terms about what's going on. And don't you think one of the main things a parent can do is let their child talk to them and be receptive and open about what they want to talk about?
Absolutely.
Worst thing is to be shut down.
Yeah, for sure. That's why I'm saying these parents that are raising these children are really awakened parents. So that's one thing, is to even just set the intention. If you have a child like this, and you may think that it's a problem child, to like change that, the wording, because wording's really important. So even I've worked a lot with children. I substitute teach, and I've worked a lot with autism, and they're incredibly talented, gifted, smart, and sometimes special children or these crystal children are put into a category of being a problem child. And I really don't think that's the case. I think that they are just misunderstood. And if you learn to understand their language and how they function, you'll see the very special gifts that they're here to offer in this world.
Sometimes when a child questions establishment, or as questions the way the world works, people see them as being one of those obstinate, difficult children. And I can see how that would happen. But the truth is, I think they have a lot of curiosity and confusion because they know what it's supposed to be like, and we're not there. And so they don't understand. And so, you know, just answering their questions and letting them express their feelings and talking to them about it. I think the worst thing you can do, well, the worst thing would be to tell them, I don't want to hear that anymore. Don't talk about that. Second worst would be to say, wow, you have such an imagination. And many, many of these children have been told that over and over and over. And it's just that the parents don't know what's going on. So the reason we're doing this show is really for the parents more than anything. To, if you've got one of these children, whether it's your child or in your family or you're a teacher, that you understand what's going on, and maybe this will help you in helping them.
I just think about all the times my mother would say to me, now, just because you know that, you can't blurt that out. You can tell me, but you can't be blurting this stuff out.
Whoop, lost your sound.
Yeah, people aren't going to handle this well. That's putting it mildly.
For me, I would say something and my family would be like, that's not true. That's not true. And because they have no idea, you know, where I'm getting this, that it would turn out to be true. And over, like, it really affects you to be told, oh, that's not true. It's like being told you're a liar when you know this information, and then later it turns out to be true. But if you keep being told, you know, a child or young person is being told that's not true, it's like saying you're a liar. So just be aware of this, that it can make a person not want to explore their gifts, not want to share their gifts. I think that's part of the reason some people turn their back on these gifts, because there are multicolored children out there who are trying to fit in with everybody else, and they're not everybody else.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I was, go ahead, Ross.
I just said that's putting it mildly.
One thing I was thinking, because I really started working a lot with art, is even if children are unable to express their feelings at a young age, just to get them drawing, because that's a great way to, it's another creative element. It's using a different part of your brain to, and it's using your hands also. So that's a great way to help with, I think, these special children, like even prompting them questions like, you know, what was it like before you came here? Why don't you draw a picture? You know, just getting them, opening up to what they want to share. And art is a great medium for that. I just thought I'd put that in there.
You know, somebody else told me, and I can understand this, I do think art's a great way to do that, because there's a lot of people who can express through art and they not verbally. Another way is music. You know, sometimes it really helps a person, whether they're young or older, if they're not able to express their feelings, to play music. It's always been an emotional expression for me, I will say, as a musician. Maybe arts in general, you know, is something to look at to help your child. But I really think another big piece of the puzzle is connecting them with other children who are like them, because they need to know they're not alone. They need to know they're not odd. They're not weird. You have a tribe. So how would they find their tribe? What's your thoughts on that, ladies?
I was in agreement with you that they need to find other ones. I was going to say that earlier, so that was definitely a thought. But I would say, I mean, in certain respects, there's these exceptional schools like Waldorf, and I can't think of the other names that are coming out. I've been hearing more about like nature schools. So if you can get them into something like that,
like
I would
Primavera?
Be helpful. I don't know that one, but there are, I know different schools. I heard some in New Mexico called nature schools, like out of Santa Fe and stuff like that. But then I guess the other thing would be to find out like what kind of interests they have. It could be anything from karate class, you know, some kind of class that they could go to as an extra thing that they do. I would have to, you know, just look around and really ask the children, because I will say with this mother who's raising her kids, she was adamant about they will not go to regular school. You know, she's like, I'm going to homeschool my kids. And one day her 4-year-old started saying, I want to go to school. And she listened and she didn't want to do it, but she so really listened to even what the kids might be saying and what they want to do. I've had a couple special children asked to go to regular school when their parents didn't want them to. And the one girl, she's had a good experience and stayed at it. And the boy, he went, he tried it. He didn't like it. And he said, I want homeschool again. But it gave him that like authority as a 4-year-old to make choices in his life. And to try something, he wanted to try it. So ask your children, you know, what they're interested in. And
yeah,
could be some extracurricular activity or group, or even maybe like a mom's meetup or something that's kind of different than traditional school. You might find a friend there. But I just, for myself, being in that kind of special category, I didn't really connect with a lot of people. So I find I can just speak for myself, but one friend can be enough. Like sometimes even in specialized cases, you don't need a lot of socialization because you can be very internal and very artistic inside. So it depends on the child, but always asking them what their interests are, what they want. Sometimes people think at a very young age, I can't ask my child that. I'll put too much pressure on them. I've heard that a lot. Like, I'm the adult. I need to make decisions for them. But I think you'd be surprised with these children that if they're asking for something, it means their spirit knows that that's what they want. Yeah.
I know there's, last time I checked for somebody, a family, there were online support groups for these children. You have, you know, look up spiritually advanced children, look up rainbow crystal children. That's going to come up under those names. The thing I like about that, some of them are meeting in person. I don't know about since COVID hit, but so a lot of them are online because the kids can be pretty far spread apart. And that's just, you know, they meet online, but it's as much a support for those parents of these children as it is for the children themselves. And I think that's important, because can you imagine you're not on a spiritual journey and you're watching and listening to this show and you realize, oh my gosh, my little Sally is a multicolored child and you have no idea what to do. You know, it'd be nice to talk to some parents that maybe do understand, that maybe can give you some guidance and support you. Hey, you're doing a good job. Just getting them to this group is really, that's a big deal for them, you know, so that they can make some friends or even one friend, or just know they're not alone. So look online, do some searches online for these like Crystal Children Support Group, Rainbow Children Support Group. I don't know. Honestly, Roz and I are like, should we call it multicolored children? I don't know. Let's call it that. We don't know what to call this new breed of them. it's a difference. Like I want to say there's a bunch of videos on social media where people are like, this child is a breed unto it. These COVID babies are a whole breed unto themselves. And the baby is saying mama, you know, so it's not that. It's, we're not talking about that. So that's a separate thing. This is something where you're confounded because it's like your child's a 70-year-old in a toddler's body. Why do you think these children, these spiritually advanced children, are here now? What is their purpose?
Well, take one look at the world. There's your answer.
Yeah, we're not doing it on our own.
Things are, yeah. Most of the people, I think, from our generations, from our outlook, from our culture, everything that we've been exposed to, we haven't done a great job. We could definitely use a lot of improvement in the way other people are treated and the way the world is looked at. And what can be changed in our current situation unless we have a different group of people?
With a whole different perspective. Yeah.
So, there's a lot to be said for, looking at our current situation and realizing that if everyone focused and took action and started to think to themselves, I need to change my approach here. Well, these guys come with a new approach. It's in there.
I think they're teachers. They're leaders.
I agree. I mean, I think they're...
It's hard to hear you, Roz.
Really?
Yeah. Your feet.
No, I'm sorry. I can turn my speaker up. That's about all I can do. My microphone. I don't know.
You might be turning your mouth slightly away from it because now it's good.
It's temperamental, I think.
Do you have a thought on that, Sedona? Why you think these children are here?
Oh, I agree with both of you, teachers here to raise our human consciousness. And it's just, I think for the adults, that we are is just being really receptive to what these children are saying. And like you said, a 70-year-old in a 3-year-old body, in general, you're not going to take advice from a 3-year-old. But I think that we're kind of being asked to do that now. I'm not saying you make every decision in your life based on what your child is saying, but just be really open to those really unusual remarks that that have some wisdom to it, not just anything, but has something poignant to it. Like when I went to see this little boy, he and I was moving, he didn't know this. He goes, "You need a home." And I was like, oh my God, like I didn't tell him this. So when it's something that they say that really strikes a chord in you and has some truth, that's when you really start to maybe ask a little more questions because this soul really wants to tell you something. So yeah, definitely teachers, definitely here to wake up the world.
I think a danger zone would be to say, who are you to give advice? Who are you to tell me what to do or teach me? You're a child. If that child is showing advanced knowledge and wisdom and extreme spiritual knowledge, I say listen to them. It doesn't mean you have to do everything they say, but it does mean take it seriously, mull it over, because they are seeing things through different eyes than the average human does. And it's almost like they're bringing these messages from the other side, from God, from the angels, and they're messengers for us. And we need help now. I mean, this is such a critical turning point for our planet right now that I can understand why God would send every possible messenger, teacher, leader to help us at this point that is available. I suspect that these children are very old souls who did not need to be reincarnated again, but have chosen to and been asked to at this time to help because of their knowledge, wisdom, spiritual growth. And that's why they seem like these young old people.
Yeah.
Little toddler old people.
I was thinking as you were sharing that, about the adult asking the child for this, or not asking, but just listening for this advice, but also for the adult bodies that we are, is to turn up or turn on that crystal inside of us. That will actually help. Because if you have two people communicating on two different streamlines, you know how there's a lot of conflict and there's no communication at all. But if you tuned into your own inner crystal or your inner rainbow or whatever word you want to call it with this child, you'd be then speaking on the same language and it'd be a lot more easy to understand each other and to communicate. So, and just for your own personal intuition is to, there's a lot of, therapeutic work about returning, connecting with your inner child. So that's just another thought I had, is to just start connecting with your own inner child wisdom, because it's in us. And if you're listening to this, it's in you, because you have an interest to be listening to these kinds of topics and dialogues about these kind of advanced things that's happening.
Or your child is one. I mean, it could go either way there, but if you get stuck and you just feel like you don't know how to handle this, you don't know how to proceed, maybe you don't know how to support that child, that's one thing we can help you with. I mean, let us know. That's something we've helped other parents with. And it's always a joy. I consider it a real honor when one of these children comes to see me, because I just love being in their presence. They just have quite the energetic feel about them. You know what I'm talking about, don't you, ladies? Like, you can just feel
their frequency is amazing.
They are. Mm. They are. Sometimes they're frustrating because they are seeing things we can't see and understanding things we don't understand. But I think it comes back to that thing of letting go of ego, of I'm the adult, therefore I know more than you do. You're the adult and they're a child. However, they probably do know more than you do, and it's okay. It doesn't mean you're not smart, you're not worthy to recognize that child might have more knowledge than you do, and accept it and listen and see what you can learn. See, you know, if, and I'm going to tell you another thing that I noticed about these kids is very early on, they tend to have a very clear idea of their mission, why they're here, what they want to do, what they want to accomplish. And I think it's important to support them in that, because all of us, I mean, we see people all the time who are like, I want to know what my life purpose is, and they're struggling to find it and feeling very frustrated, right? That they can't. And these children are being born with the knowledge, I'm supposed to help the environment. I'm going to be an attorney, and I'm going to get into politics, and I'm going to change things for the better. And it's like, they know why they're here. You know, let's not get in their way. Let's not try to lead them astray. Let's just support them on their life purpose. God bless them. Mm-hmm. Any last thoughts on this topic today?
I love the idea of just listening, just giving them an open ear and being willing to stand by them. You know, when they literally, I mean, come off the wall with something that normally might be difficult for us to process. You know, us as a generation, I mean, you know, as a collective group, just being willing to be open and allow them to speak their truth.
Absolutely. Cool. Very important. Did you want to say anything, Sedona, before we go?
I just wanted to say that I know that with these parents, it can be very challenging. being the parent. And I've come in as kind of like the auntie, you know, or friend. And I just want to throw this out there to people that if you don't have children, and you find children in your life, you can really support the parents through spending some time with a crystal child. And just really to look for those opportunities where you could support one, even if you don't have children. It's really powerful. It's powerful for the child and for the parent, because there's still parent-child dynamic in our society that's there, the struggle between that. And so being an auntie or the Big Brother, Big Sisters program, if you feel called to that, or teaching something, you know, where you could help and not be a parent to one of these childs can really be helpful too.
I second that. I'm the aunt who understands that child. Oh, goodness. Thank you so much for tuning in with us today. If you have questions or comments, you're always welcome to email them, which is in the show description. And if you are interested in knowing more about us or our services, we invite you to visit our website, SedonaSoulSisters.com. Subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss anything, and like us because it makes us happy. And tune in next Friday. The topic is heal beyond your trauma. We're going to talk about specific ways that you can heal if you've gone through trauma of any kind. Doesn't have to have resulted in PTSD, but just having gone through trauma. So some healing techniques for you. In the meantime, we hope you have an enlightening week. Thank you for listening to the Sedona Soul Sisters Show. If you'd like more information about the Sedona Soul Sisters and their services, visit their website at SedonaSoulSisters.com. Subscribe to our show here so you don't miss a thing. All of us at Sedona Soul Sisters hope you have an enlightening week.